a public jollification on this moment of Indiana history. On January 19, 1859, the Indiana General Assembly convened a special joint session, a highly unusual occurrence, in order to hear a highly unusual request. A group of more than 1,000 women and men from Wayne County had presented the legislature with a petition calling for women's rights. As the first women ever to address the General Assembly in the state's history, Mary F. Thomas presented the petition, Mary Birdsall spoke in favor of women's suffrage, and Agnes Cook called for temperance, a cause near and dear to many of her peers. After the three women spoke, members of the Senate filed out of the House chamber, leaving its members to face a crowd of female spectators. Newspaper accounts describe the scene as a field of crinoline and a surging mass of pantaloons. The House adjourned rather than conduct business in front of their female audience. The lawmakers who lingered ridiculed the women and joked with each other, calling the session a matter of jollification. The press suggested that the subject of female suffrage would best have been left alone. "We think if the women were granted all they ask," wrote the editors of the Indiana Weekly State Journal, "they would soon wish that they were restored to their former condition." Despite the lack of any immediate results, the session had set the stage for more constructive discussion of female suffrage in the legislature in the 1870s. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.